Well, we're glad to be here. I sort of took off last week, Lynette and I did, and I wasn't here last week, but I want to thank all of you that had anything to do with making the Winter Bible Seminar and Worldwide Homecoming such a success. But I especially want to thank those traffic workers that was out there in the cold. And our employees that was trying to keep ice off of the sidewalks and the entryways. And, but it was a great, great conference. And I really appreciate all of you that were involved. Today I want to talk about Jesus, the highest name. You know, sometimes we say, well, I've heard that before, and I've heard the scriptures before that I'm going to read. But let me do what? The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word. So the more you hear it, the more faith you're going to have. And then sometimes we just need to be reminded and stir ourselves up. You know, as we go through life, we sometimes tend to forget some things. And I don't know about you guys, but my wife says I have selective hearing sometimes anyway. I got any of you guys ever heard that from your wife? Oh, I've got some. Maybe that's the way we are with the Word of God sometimes. Oh, I've heard that, so don't pay no attention to it. But Philippians 2:9 says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and those in heaven and those on the earth and those under the earth and those, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then look at Ephesians 1:21, and it tells us that God has given Jesus a name that is far above all principalities, powers, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. At the name of Jesus, heaven stands at attention. Humanity falls on its face. Demons tremble like leaves in the wind. Why? Because the name of Jesus is above every name. It is the highest. God the Father exalted him to the highest position, the right hand of the Father. If you go and study kings and kingdoms, you will find out that the person that sat at the right hand of the king was the next highest in the whole kingdom. God gave him a name that's the highest name in three worlds, heaven, earth, and hell. We need to really get a hold of the fact that Jesus stripped the devil of his power. And we have been given the authority over him by using the name of Jesus. You know, every time you use the name of Jesus, you are enforcing Jesus defeating him. Now, I grew up down in Texas, and down in Texas, I got any other Texans here anywhere? Oh. Anytime that you're in a real battle, there is a battle cry that we Texans use, remember the Alamo. How many of you know what I'm talking about? That's letting the other people know, hey, it may look like you're winning, but you're not. When you use the name of Jesus, it lets the devil know that his time is finished. Do you realize when you use the name of Jesus, it is the same as Jesus standing there himself? You know, I have employees here at Kenneth Hagin Ministries and Rhema and here at the church. You see, I'm over three entities: the Rhema Bible Church, Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Rhema Bible College. And you know what? I can tell Pastor Bill down there, go tell so and so this, this, and this. When he goes and says that pastor said this, I'm not there, but it's the same as me being there. Hello? Many of you work in positions where you are what they call the boss or the foreman or whatever. Some of you are the owner of. And when you give somebody the authority to say something to somebody else, then it's the same as you being there. Come on now. You know, I think if Christians would really get a hold of the truth about the name of Jesus, they would look at things differently and live differently. They would live in victory instead of defeat. They would live in health and healing instead of sickness and disease. They'd live in freedom instead of in bondage to the enemy. They'd live the abundant life instead of poverty and lack. The revelation of the name of Jesus will change the way you live, the way you think, the way you act. It'll change your life. So let's look at a few thoughts about the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a key to spiritual authority. Matthew 28:18. Okay. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Here, Jesus is delegating his church. He's giving them the name of Jesus. And this includes everybody, famous and unknown, young and old, new believers, mature believers. This is for everybody. Now, remember, before he went to the cross and died on the cross and was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven, he told the disciples, "Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. But now ask the Father in my name and it will be done." He is talking about this before he ever has the authority to tell them this. He is showing them what the future is. And because he told them to ask in his name, when he defeated the devil, he gave that authority to all of us. And so the name of Jesus unlocks heaven. Come on now. It's the key that unlocks the windows and doors and all the storehouse of heaven. It activates the power of God to move in your behalf. Okay, I have, this is called a Grand Master. This whole campus is set up on a key system. And you can get a key to go in maybe that west door over there and go in an office here. But this key won't get you in anything, but I mean, that key you have won't get you anything but in that west door and in your office, wherever it is. This key, I can open any door in any building on this campus. That is called the Grand Master. That's what the name of Jesus is. It is the Grand Master. And it opens up all of heaven's riches for us. We need to learn how to use that key. Now, I'll tell you what. I can give that key to somebody. And then tell them, listen, go over in such and such a building. They have the authority because I give them the key to go into that building. If you don't have a key to get in any of these buildings around here, you don't have any authority to get in them. Hello. In fact, it wasn't very long ago. I was walking in the hall of one of the buildings. I don't know which one it was. And I saw somebody that I didn't know who they were. And I said, excuse me, why are you in this building? Because they didn't have the authority to be in that building. Hello. You know what? That's when you have the key and the enemy is walking in your life, you got the advantage to say, hey, you don't have the authority to be in this building. I do. That's your building, your personal building. Now get out of here. Come on now. Come on. The name of Jesus. It's a powerful name. Revelation 1:18 says that he took the keys of Hades and death, or hell and death. Now that does not mean the cessation of life. That means spiritual death. Okay? Bible says we were dead in our trespasses and sin, but you're still breathing and you're still alive. What it's talking about, spiritually you were dead to God. But through Jesus Christ, you've been made alive to him. He gave us the key to obtain everything through his redemptive work at Calvary. Of course, we all know Mark 16, 17, 18. Mark said, and these signs shall follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they recover. Everything that I just read is in his name, the name of Jesus. It's the name that will dissolve sickness, cast out devils. The name of Jesus allows you to accomplish the impossible. When it's impossible with man, it's possible with God. The name of Jesus still has the same power it's always had. Power to save, power to heal, power to deliver, power to provide, power for anything that we need or will need. Now, we need to renew our minds all of the time to the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. When you renew your mind to this, it will become a part of you. And then anytime anything happens, you will immediately say, in the name of Jesus. For a number of years, in school, you renewed your mind every year to something called the multiplication table. until it became a part of you many years ago, and it's still a part of you today, just a part of me. I could just yell out 7 times 7 immediately. Why? Because you renewed your mind with that so many times until it is a part of you. That's what you need to do in studying. You need to continue to renew your mind over and over and over and over and over and over again about the power in the name of Jesus, until anytime the enemy throws something at you, immediately your response, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we fail to understand the power and really the purpose of the name of Jesus, the purpose of the name of Jesus is to unleash the power of God into our lives. When we fail to appropriate the name of Jesus to ourselves, then we don't receive. The name of Jesus is the key to you living the good life that he says that he wanted us to live. You know, too many Christians say they've got the poor old me attitude. And then some people want to say, well, you know, supernatural things like that, that was good for the day, but that's not for us today. Well, that's not what the Bible says. He's given us this name to live victoriously. You know, we got to realize the key to our blessings, our deliverance, our healing, whatever it is you need, the key is the name of Jesus. You know, I'd just be driving along my car sometimes, and just out of the clear blue, I say, thank you, Jesus. You know what? I'm thanking him for his name. I'm thanking him for what he has done for me and what he has given me through the power of his name. You know, some people, they've heard about the power of the name of Jesus, but you need to remind yourself of it. Some people hadn't heard about it, and they need to realize it. That's why I'm sharing this message. Our minds continually need to be renewed with the Word of God and what the Word of God has to say about Jesus. You know, because of Jesus, Paul said in Romans 8:37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The name of Jesus gives us that. Through him who loved us, that was him. For Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our victory is in Jesus. You know, I've traveled quite a bit to other nations, and when you go to some of these other nations, when you're going through customs, it can become very hectic. And in fact, sometimes some commotions can break out. People can get upset. And I was at one place one time, and I don't know, somebody would begin to yell something, and then this custom officer, he was yelling over here, and another one started yelling, and they started going back and forth at one another. Anybody ever been there, seen that happen? any of you that guys travel, have y'all seen that? Okay, I'm looking at all my traveling people back there. I had that happen one time, and you know, man, I realized, and then it just, it, it, when it something like that happens in a crowd, it begins to magnify. And all of a sudden, if you're not careful, it can be a real bad situation. And so I just standing in that line, and I just started saying under my breath, Jesus, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Jesus. About 4 or 5 times. All of a sudden, stuff quieted down. And you know what? It was so funny. They couldn't even check in anything. It just started waving people through. Come on, come on, come on. They wanted you to hurry and get out of there. I don't know what the deal was, but I know that when I started saying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, it all changed. But let me tell you something. I expected it to. When I use the name of Jesus, I expect something to happen because that's what this word has told me. Hello. You know, we need to exercise our authority. We have the authority. Many, 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 many years ago, I wasn't even in a, I was just a crusade director. I didn't have any authority in anything. But I went in and was asking for something, and so that person started giving me a hard time, and I was about 33, 34 years old by that time, and they started giving me a hard time, and actually, it was many years. You can tell it's many years ago if I was that young, So I looked at the person and I said, did you ever look at the name on the bottom of your payroll check? Yeah. I said, it said Kenneth Hagin, didn't it? Yeah. I said, I am Kenneth Hagin. My father was the head, and I have his name, and I used that card. Hey, my father sits in heaven, and the Redeemer sits right next to him, and I have that authority. Remember the 7 sons of Sceva? They said to that person, the devil said to them, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? I preached a sermon not very long ago here. Does the devil know your name? If you're walking in line with what the word says, he knows who you are. In fact, when you get up every morning and your feet hit the floor, he starts hollering, oh no, they're up. Because they know that every demon in hell, the devil himself knows that every Christian has the authority to stomp on their head with the name of Jesus. Said it all the way back in the garden and said, they would bruise the head, the heel would bruise the head. Let me tell you what. Now, let's go to something else. Oh, I got to hurry. It's 11:03 already. We have to appropriate and activate our spiritual authority with the name of Jesus. Now, in Webster's College Dictionary, you know, I don't know what that's what your these internet. I didn't even look at that. I looked at it in the regular dictionary years ago. The word appropriate means take exclusive possession of something. We have to take exclusive possession of the name of Jesus. The enemy does not want us to know that we have that right to appropriate or take possession of the name of Jesus. He will try to hinder you in every way possible, giving you every kind of idea of why you can't use that name. But let me tell you something. The name of Jesus belongs to every Christian. I don't care how young they are or how old they are. It belongs to everyone. I don't care how much faith you have or how much faith you don't have. The name of Jesus belongs to you. Then we need to take possession of it. You know, when we speak the name of Jesus according to what's written in the Word, then we receive what the Word says. Hello? Now, you see, anymore you get stuff on the, you know, memos and all of that all through the office. You know what? I like to print it off and read it myself on a piece of paper. That's why I think it's important that you, I mean, it's great, and I go read on my iPad some, but I think it's sometimes you need to actually open up the written pages and read it. Hello. Somebody said, oh, that's silly. Well, it may be to you, but it's not to me. And I just think it's good, you know, because it's, to me, there's something about opening this Bible itself. Now, this last week, I had my iPad up there, and I read you know, scriptures from it. But, you know, there's one thing, and I will cut and paste the scriptures here so we don't have to take the time for me to hunt them. But it's good to read them here. And, you know, I got all kinds of yellow marks, and then here's some little red out beside of it. And if you'll notice, this Bible, if you can see it, it's in the epistles. That's where I read more than anywhere else. Now, why'd I do that? Because a fellow that I'm named after told me, he said, son, if you really want to find out how to live the good life and find out who Jesus is and what you have because of who you are in Christ, you need to stay in the epistles. Hello? Start speaking the name of God, name of Jesus, according to as written in the Word. You know, I've told this story before many times, but I still like it. I never get tired of hearing it. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, if you don't know who he was one of the great English preachers. And he was invited to go to a little one-room shanty. Now, for you who don't know who that is, it's a sort of a house made out of just whatever they can find to make a house out of. It's just a one-room deal. I don't know what the modern day people would call it. But anyway, it's not much of a house. And the lady was dying of malnutrition, and her physical life was in danger. And he was there, and he talking with her, and he looked around the house, and he noticed on the wall, looked like in a picture frame, looked like a legal document. And he asked her about it and says, "Oh, I was the maid for a noble lady for 10 years, for I don't know how many years, but 10 years ago, just before she died, she gave me that document, and it was the only memento that she had of this noble lady." And Spurgeon said, "Hey, could I take this document and have it looked at?" The woman said he could, but she said, "Oh, please be careful with it. It means so much to me. Please bring it back." Well, when the authorities examined the document, it was discovered that the noble woman that she had worked for gave her this just before she passed, and it was a document giving her a home and enough money to take care of her for the rest of her life. Even though she had the document that entitled her to all of this, she was living in a shanty, one-room shanty made out of wooden crates, and starving to death, when on her wall hung the document stating that she had a home and money. This is an official document called the Word of God. And in this document, it says that every believer has the authority to use the name of Jesus, and yet many of them are living far, as my dad used to say, are living far below their Christian advantage because they have never appropriated the document, the name of Jesus. She was living in a wooden crate shanty, starving to death, and yet she had the document on the wall that gave her everything she needed. Every one of us have the name of Jesus. And I think about Peter at the gate called Gate there. And he told that guy, he said, "I don't have any silver and gold. But what I do have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He told a man what he didn't have, but he gave him what he had, the authority to use the name of Jesus. Today, it's time for every believer to appropriate, take exclusive possession of the name of Jesus, and begin to obtain everything that God says belongs to you. Now, why do we have that name? Because of this table right in front of us. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, he got the authority over sickness, disease, the devil, everything. And he gave that right to us. And it says, as often as we do this, we remember him. And I want to read that right now. Paul said it like this. For I received from the Lord, which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he betrayed took bread. And in when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink and eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. We are proclaiming who he was and what he gave us. And he gave us salvation, he gave us healing, but he also gave us his name. As we prepare for communion now, let us realize what it's all about.